So, we had a power outage at work today for about a minute. I had my back to a wall of mirrors and a coworker in front of me, facing me. As I was getting out my phone to turn on my flashlight, she nervously says, "There's someone behind you." Then the lights came back on. I yelled at her thinking she was messing with me, but she said she was serious, and I could tell by her voice she was rattled. I asked again, "Are you serious?" To which she replied, "Yes. He wasn't behind you in person, but I could see he was behind you in the reflection of the mirror. It all happened so quick." She said he was tall and dark. I didn't see it, so I'm sure she's more freaked out than I am. Just very strange way to end the workday. So I'm guessing it's a shadow person. Any thoughts? I got something or someone in a cemetery. I know the title is a little crazy, but I'm afraid this thing is following me at this point. Yesterday, me and my family went visiting my grandfather at the cemetery. They are this kind of crypts and corridors where they are connected. So I went to the other corridor. I walked up to an old crypt with too much dust on the door. In the door, it says in the dust, "Help, please." And next, there is half of a handprint in glass, many bad words under it. I ignored it and just keep walking. But in my mind, I was thinking if someone needed my help there. While I walk, I saw one crypt with the windows closed, and it keeps my attention. But I decided to continue until, next to my ear, I hear the door of the crypt that was right next to me knocked, but in a strange way. I don't know if the way it knocked is essential for the next thing that happened. If it is, tell me please. And that's when I started running. After that, I felt sick for about 4 days and it just kept getting worse. And the experience started feeling unreal. I know I experienced it. My family saw me running, but in my mind, it feels like it was just a dream. Today, I was dreaming bad about some things. Then, when in my dream, I see something, I feel something touching my back, and I woke up again, feeling like it didn't happen, but knowing it did. I'm afraid I got something in my house, or even worse, my family. Anyone knows what it can be or why it followed me. Update: one day before this experience, I got a gift, a little amber bracelet. It was totally fine, but today I realized one of the amber pebbles is discolored and broken. Does this mean anything? For 12 years, I've worked as an actor for a local haunted house attraction. It's a lot of fun, as I get to play a variety of horror characters and act out different scenes. While the tours we put on are clearly fake, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that isn't. I would start off by explaining that the building we do this out of is extremely old and was once an elementary school. We gutted the section of the building that was classrooms and constructed it to what we needed. This is when we actually started having weird experiences. There's plenty of activity that can be shrugged off, such as feeling watched and hearing footsteps running in areas there is no one. Then there are things not so easy to disregard, such as one evening, a member was working on hooking up our sound system by himself. He had not even hooked the large speakers up yet when he stated a loud, deep growl came booming through them. This terrified him so much he ran out of the building and would not go back in, even lock up, until another member came down to go in with him. He never worked alone in that building again. Other activity seems playful and childlike, such as hearing small giggles and whispering in the halls and in rooms that are empty, things being moved from where we last placed them. One year, I was in a rocking chair that I would jump out of as a group came through. The thing about the rocking chair is it was more like a glider. and it was broken. I would have to use a lot of force to get the chair to rock backwards at all. It was right before showtime. I was sitting in this broken chair, getting mentally pumped up for the night ahead. I was completely alone when I felt someone grab onto the back of the chair and harshly push it backwards. I felt myself flying backwards when the chair, and I honestly thought I would flip out of it. Thankfully, this did not happen. And as soon as I stabled myself, I jerked to see who had done this. The room I was in was large, and no one could get out of this room without me seeing them running away in the split second it took me to look behind me. There was absolutely no one there, and I was suddenly covered in goosebumps. No one was even in the area around my room at the time. Later, the same night, the lights were off, my strobe light was on, and a group had just left my room when I noticed a small figure in the right-hand corner of the room. It looked like a small child crouching down, looking my way, and I was immediately worried that a child had been left behind from the previous group. As I headed towards the figure to ask if they were okay, the strobe light flashed and the figure was completely gone. This same year, but different night, I was again sitting in my chair, waiting for the next group, when someone or something growled right in my ear. It was so loud that it caused my ear to ring, and when I turned to see what it was, there was nothing there, just an empty room. I changed rooms the next year, and I did not experience as much creepy phenomenon. There is not much history I've been able to find out about the building, but I'm so curious as to what could be causing all the weirdness. This is only a tiny bit of what has been experienced over the years working there, and I don't feel like it will be stopping anytime soon. I would like to start off by saying I am non-religious and also a skeptic. This strange phenomenon has haunted me for so long. I've been scared to speak out, as every time I have, I was never taken seriously, even when I was trying to figure it out without a paranormal lens, which is understandable, I guess. This story begins when I was 12. Me and my family went to Port-au-Prince, Haiti, for vacation. At the time, I had no belief in the paranormal or supernatural. The first night I went to sleep and woke up late at night to the sound of a very loud scream that sounded like a female in pain. I thought it was my mom, but then it continued. More and more screams from different people. I could clearly pick out the characteristics such as gender, an estimation of the age, and an estimation of the pain. I also heard distorted laughter and gates opening and closing. Some of the houses had gates. Some of the screams came from strange locations. For example, I heard some come from upwards, on the ceiling, or in the sky. This continued all night, all the way up until the morning around 6 a.m. I heard what sounded like a truck horn multiple times, followed by screams. And then it all stopped, like nothing happened. This continued the entire 2 weeks that I was there, some days with less screams and some days with more. Everyone else I was there with claimed to experience these things, young adults and old adults and other people my age. And it was normal to them because they have been there for so long. Even while typing this, I feel like a crazy person, but I know what I heard. I hope to be able to go back someday and seriously investigate this through the lens of science. This has been something that people have talked about locally in Haiti for a long time and have real investigatable evidence. They are even able to predict some key characteristics of this phenomenon. I will leave research up to you if you want to know more from the locals. Has anyone experienced something similar while in Haiti? Maybe specifically at Port-au-Prince? First time posting on this subreddit. I want to share my experience in my two ghost tours of an old prison in Coburg. First, brief history of Pintred. Opened in 1851 after old Melbourne jail got overcrowded. Housed many of Victoria's worst criminals over its time, including serial killers, gangsters, and was home to 11 executions, including the last in Australian history, and countless other deaths, all buried in a mass grave near the H Division. Only the aforementioned H Division is standing as it was when the prison closed in 1997. First time by 23 Mel went was for the most macabre second day ever, but we were both superstitious after both having previous experience with the paranormal. First thing I noticed when I entered the building was it felt odd. It felt alive with energy despite there being nothing in it. Those who believe in ghosts probably know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the tour continued as normal, and the tour guide was telling great stories of what prison life used to be like. The guide then asked for a volunteer to stand in a cell by themselves for a while. My date, 24 female, put her hand up and was shut into the cell. The cell was 9 feet by 6 feet by 9 feet, and with about a 3-inch thick heavy metal door. This cell had a pentagram on the floor, but only for effect, as there were no recorded Satanist or associated rituals in the prison at any time. Whilst my date was in there, the rest of the group moved to another part of the prison. Still had line of sight to the cell my date was in. About 2 minutes after my date came barging out of the cell, saying, "Nope, nope, nope," and was clearly frazzled. She said that she was standing there saying a rosemary prayer, and she was Catholic. She said that she immediately felt as though she wasn't alone and was being drawn into the back right-hand corner of the cell. She started to struggle to breathe, although she managed to focus on taking deep breaths and the feeling subsided. But then she felt a warm breath on the back of her neck, which she left. That cell belonged to American-born serial killer Eddie Leonsky, aka the Brown Out Strangler, who murdered 3 women in Albert Park during his deployment to help the Australian war effort in 1942. Here's where things get interesting. Leonsky was known for getting drunk and singing in a high-pitched, womanly voice at pubs of at night, which made him a bit of an attraction for fellow pubgoers, and many started singing along with him. All 3 women he murdered were one of those people who sang with him. Leonsky confessed to liking those women's voices as they were vaudeville performers or professional vocalists. So as they were taking their dying breath, he would physically suck their breath out of their mouths with the hopes to gain their vocal skills. My date was a trained opera singer. I personally didn't have anything super noteworthy happen aside from getting a super heavy feeling in my stomach and chest when I was in the cell of a former Surrey Road Gang leader, Mark Chopper Reed. My date also had a similar feeling in the adjacent cell, and the night was capped off by a jump scare from a mannequin that was placed right in the doorway of a closed cell that the tour guide said to look in, as there was a plaque with information about the history of the prison. Which there was, but the guide was also well aware of the mannequin and was laughing when the group had a mini heart attack after opening the cell door. The second visit was about 6 months later with my now long-term girlfriend, 23 female. This time, the prison felt different. It felt very heavy. Felt like we weren't wanted in there. At this point, my girlfriend grabbed my hand, looked at me, and took a exasperated breath. The tour started, and my girlfriend promptly took me to the back of the group so she could lean on a wall as she said her knee started to get the shakes. We were standing there for roughly 5 minutes, and she whispered in my ear that she needed to step outside. So I excused myself from the group and took her outside and sat down. She then explained to me that she was starting to black out and felt like she was completely drained of all energy and she visually looked pale, which takes a lot considering she is a dark-skinned woman. I prayed for her protection. We are both Christian, and convinced her to go back in, as it was an expensive tour, and we had only been in there for 5 of the 90-minute tour. She apprehensively agreed, but clung to my arm the whole night. At one point, I started losing circulation in my arm. I did stand by myself in a few cells, and it seemed random what cells had chest-crushing heaviness or not. In fact, I think the main foyer area was heavier in the previous hotspots, as I felt nothing in Eddie Leonsky's cell. Apparently, he doesn't react to men in his cell. Coward in life, coward in death, I guess. Ann Chopper's cell felt like a friendly respite. Makes sense, as he was known for his humor and charisma. Even the cell reserved for death row inmates was quiet. I did take a photo, which does have an unexplained shadow that was unfortunately lost when I changed phones. Convenient, I know. I want to make this very clear, though. I fully believe in keeping an open mind and not jumping to conclusions when it comes to the unknown, such as ghost. I am fully open to constructive criticism and can't say for certain that what I experienced was actually paranormal, despite me believing it was. All I want is respect on both sides of the argument, as I have experienced skeptics calling believers psychos and other toxic comments purely based on their belief in the paranormal. Keep it civil and raise each other up with healthy discussion rather than cutting each other down. Thanks for reading my essay. Happy to further discuss either publicly or privately.